Hi, I'm Sarah Flower, and thanks for listening to KSUT. Today we are joined with Leanne Jalan, the Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, for our weekly COVID-19 update. As information is changing at the ready, and I think, Leanne, years and years and years from now, we'll be studying COVID-19, and to help better understand what's happening right now, we need numbers and data and information. And as of last week, San Juan Basin Public Health Department has really shifted their data dashboard and the information that's sent out to the public. Let's talk nerdy, Leanne, and talk numbers and why San Juan Basin made this change.
Well, you know, we've gotten a lot of questions over this past year about where are we, you know, for cumulative cases, where are we for case incidence rate? How does this affect, you know, Colorado's dial for how, you know, what our capacity restrictions are and what protocols we should be following? And, you know, what's my level of risk in the community at any given time? Now we're getting questions about how much vaccine is getting out into the community and where are we in hospitalizations, all of these types of things, right? And, you know, the funny thing is we all have language now that we didn't have a year ago. You know, there was nobody that was saying, what's the test positivity rate this week, right? We've all kind of learned together as a community what's important. And, you know, we have to be really clear. Science is a process, right? Science is how we understand things. So as we've learned more things about this virus, we've made incremental adjustments to our dashboard. And at the same time, over the last couple of months, we, you know, invested in some software to create some different data visualization tools. And now we are launching this new website that everyone can go to. But the offer still stands. We want feedback from the community. So there's also, you know, a feedback page in there. Send us a note and that's how we got here. With the information that's up is all things that people have asked us for. So if there's more things that you want to see, we'll do our best to get the information out because, you know, like we said, science is a process and this time we're all in it together.
You aren't the only one that switched up the data a little bit. So has the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. In terms of vaccines, how many doses have been given out, both the first and second, where to get a vaccine, and who's doing it the best in the state of Colorado? Right now, Leanne, it's showing that Southwest Colorado is really dominating the rest of the state in terms of our vaccine rollout. And I'm pretty sure that you and your team at San Juan Basin have something to do with that.
The state of Colorado has divided the state up into different regions, and we're the Southwest region. And we, San Juan Basin Public Health, have been working to serve as the hub for the Southwest region. And we had a very generous offer from Animas Surgical Hospital to join us in serving as the hub so that we could handle vaccine for the 5-county region. And so right out of the gates, we kind of brought together quite a few stakeholders, you know, local public health and providers across the 5 counties, so we could start kind of building an ecosystem. And this was back in phase 1A, which was launched in December, which really was, you know, only vaccine for frontline healthcare workers. We've been meeting in policy groups and stakeholder groups and provider groups and really digging in as a community and saying, how do we reach everyone in this community, whether it's for testing, whether it's for resources to isolate if you're sick or quarantine if you've been exposed? And the community has come together in a way that, because we're small communities, because we're far from large urban centers, we've always known that in emergencies, we only have each other, right? And we have practice in these communities. We do this for fires. We do this for floods. We know how to do this. So we kind of used that model for the past year and then started small in December for vaccines, bringing together everybody in the 5 counties. And of course, we've gone well past phase 1A. We went into, you know, phase 1B, and phase 1B has been broken out into, you know, different groups, but each one is an expansion of populations. So when we expand populations, we expand providers, we still work with all of these providers to say, we're all building an ecosystem together. We're all in this together. And if we're in constant contact with each other about who needs vaccine, who has vaccine, who can get people scheduled, and we move vaccine around the region and also make attempts to really reach populations that are priority populations but are harder to reach, we're finding that this is a very successful model in getting it done, just one person at a time, that's how we're getting there. And we had no idea that we were far out ahead as far as the state goes. But it turns out that this thing that we have been doing together as a community, and I say we've been doing it since March of last year, but the reality is we've been doing this forever as a community. Isolated, you know, rural communities know how to come together in times of need. And so that has apparently carried through, and we're finding ourselves having the leading percentage of our population across the state access to first doses, access to second doses. Bad news in this, though, is that there are other regions in the state that now need vaccine more than us. So we may see a reshuffling of resources. And, you know, that's okay. We're all in this together. So if our vaccine supply turns down a little bit so that other regions can catch up, we'll live through that. Because come March, there's going to be more vaccine available. There's going to be more populations invited to get their vaccine. And we're going to keep reminding people, when it's your turn, get your vaccine so we can all get through this.
So as more and more people are getting vaccinated, when can we hang out again, Leanne? Like it's 2019. When will that be able to happen? If you and I are both fully vaccinated, can we have a maskless get together?
The answer is someday. So, you know, this is, I think this one is really hard because we have talked about this a lot as a public health community, that initially through the emergency use authorizations for the vaccine, it's because they have been tested to reduce morbidity and mortality. So a vaccine has come on for COVID-19 in insanely record time, and it's been proven to reduce severe illness, reduce death, and reduce you as an individual getting the infection. It is now still being studied how much it reduces transmission. All of the signs point to it absolutely is going to reduce transmission, but we're kind of in this gray area where, like here, we're saying we're super successful. We're in Southwest region. We're leading Colorado in getting vaccine into arms, but it doesn't mean enough of us are vaccinated to say that we're really cutting down on transmission. So when you get together in small groups, there's still going to be people who aren't vaccinated. The vaccine at 95% efficacy is great. That's a super high number, but it means 1 in 20 people, actually it's not effective for, right? That's the flip side of 95% efficacy. So this is going to be a process while we still have high case incidence rates, and we do. We're still in a high case incident rate here in Southwest Colorado, here across the whole state. We can't rely on the vaccine. We have to rely on our precautions. Our precautions are not mixing households, not sharing our air, wearing our face coverings, maintaining the 6-foot distance, all that. We'll slowly back those out as we move through this and the case incident rate comes down as the vaccine goes up. But, you know, I would love to be able to say, yep, have a big party and take off your masks next week, but I'm not going to say that. We're a ways away. Is it ever going to look like 2019? Yes, but with a whole bunch of new knowledge. Pandemics change us.
Leanne Gillon, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department. Is there anything else that you'd like to add for us here today?
So the last thing we should cover is, you know, due to the extreme weather events that, you know, happened last week around the country, there are still parts of the country that are not back to normal. And that is affecting some of the distribution sites for vaccine. The other thing it's affecting is some of the labs that process test results. So depending on where your test result is sent, there are places in the country that are experiencing delays. So we will be working, if any of San Juan Basin Public Health's test results are delayed, we'll get them sent to, you know, other labs and work through other things. But I just want people to, you know, really be careful, take your precautions seriously. If you do get a test, your test result may be late. Let's pay some extra attention right now, especially while the test results are a little bit delayed.
Leanne Gillon, thanks so much for your time today and every Monday here on KSUT for a weekly COVID-19 update.